at Revelation Music.
Can somebody become weak this evening? Can you become weak that you receive God's strength? That you receive power from God? Can you become foolish that you receive His wisdom? You see, the Lord speaking to us in His word says, the message of the cross is foolishness to a particular set of people. And He says, stumbling block to a particular set of people. You see, the Bible says the Jews are after miraculous signs. The Gentiles are after wisdom. But we preach Christ and Him crucified. As Christians, I am afraid that we fall into these categories. Some of us are after the miraculous signs. Some of us are after wisdom of men. I don't know what category you fall into. But you can answer for yourself. Where do you fall into? In all your movement, in all of the things you do in your Christian walk and in your Christian faith, what catches your attention? So many of us are after the miraculous signs. We want to go where we'll see miracles, wonderful as they may be. Some of us want to go to places where we are going to hear wonderful, inspirational words. Little wonder, the devil knows what we are after. That's why there are so many men of God today that provide those things for us. Some can even go to whatever extent to do the miraculous just to have us come. But that there is something that is very significant that is missing today, even in the church. Today, the message of the cross is not preached. Today, the message of the cross is left behind. Little wonder we have the type of Christians we have. Because we have Christians who believe in Jesus that was born, in Jesus that did miracles, in Jesus that raised the dead, in Jesus that did a lot of things, but they don't believe in the Jesus that was crucified. Because they never heard about the message of the cross. Because it looks foolish to a lot of people. It's not even preached. And I wonder the type of salvation we have that is a salvation that does not come from the message of the cross. Paul says it's a message that is foolishness, but it is the power of God. He says, I have chosen not to know anything. I didn't come to you with the words of eloquence. I didn't come to you with anything. I came to you just knowing the Christ that was crucified. So that you don't put your hope, you don't put your faith in any other thing outside Jesus that was crucified. There is something about the cross. And the devil knows about it. Little wonder today the cross is not preached. The devil has taken the cross out of the church. That is why we have the type of Christians we have. Take the cross out. I tell you, there is no salvation. If you think that wisdom is all there is, Jesus didn't need to come. The Bible says that there is no man that has been born that has the wisdom that Solomon had. So if it is wisdom, God would have multiplied the lives of Solomon. If it is miracles, go and ask how many miracles the lives of Elijah, Elisha, Moses did. They will speak to the rock and water will come. Elijah's bones could raise a dead person back to life. If God were concerned about miracles, He would have multiplied the lives of Elijah. But there is something that is so significant in the eyes of God that needed to bring Jesus into this world. And that's what I want to talk about today. And except you accept this foolish way, except you accept this cross that looks foolish, except you accept this way that God has provided, that to the human mind, it doesn't make sense. Except you accept it, I am sorry.
You are not saved yet. It doesn't matter how long you have been in the church. It doesn't matter which year they baptized you. It doesn't matter for how long you've been taking Holy Communion. It doesn't matter your church activities. It doesn't matter whatever thing you do. Except you have encountered the Jesus on the cross. Except you have encountered the Jesus on the cross. I am sorry to let you know. You are not saved. Because you take the cross out, there is no salvation. There was a need for Jesus Christ to come and die. Jesus did not die in the river. He did not die. He didn't climb a mountain and then just drop and fell down. He went to the cross. The cross is significant. Something happened on the cross that you need to understand, you need to get in order for you to be saved. And today we have a lot of people in the church who are not saved because we don't understand this thing God has done on the cross. And when Jesus says, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life," we need to know, what about him do you need to believe? What about the son do you need to believe? It's not enough that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God. No, it's not enough. There is something he came to do. And until you believe in that thing he has done, you still have work ahead of you to do. Jesus went to the cross. But he didn't just go there for fun. And permit me to say, before Jesus went to the cross, other people have been dying on the cross. In fact, the day Jesus died on the cross, he didn't die alone. There were two other people. But there was something that was significant to the cross of Jesus Christ that makes it spectacular. Until you have encountered it, you may discover you are living your life in foolishness. There was something that happened on the cross we need to encounter. And what happened? The Bible says that when Jesus went to the cross, he took my sin, he took your sins and nailed it to the cross. Romans chapter 6, verse 6 says, "We know that when Jesus went to the cross, he went with us and nailed our sin, that the body of sin might be done away with." And so if Jesus carried my sins and took it to the cross and nailed it to the cross, you know, when you collect something from somebody, it is no longer in that person's custody. So if Jesus collected my sin and took it to the cross, and I now look at my life and I see sin, he didn't collect it well. Oh, possibly I didn't give him. And so we quickly say, "I am born again." We quickly say, "I'm the child of God." We quickly say, "I believe in Jesus." We quickly say, "I'm saved." But if you ask, what are we saved from? So many of us, we think we are saved from hell. No. If God wanted to save you from hell, he will cancel hell. But I tell you, if he cancels hell, another hell will appear. You know why? Because hell exists because of sin. And so what God is dealing with is not hell. It is what takes people to hell that God is dealing with. And so Jesus came to deal with sin in your life and in my life. But he didn't deal with it anywhere. He dealt with it on the cross. He was crucified to handle this issue of sin. He actually took my sin. Sin was so powerful. The sin I have was so powerful that it took Jesus to the cross. But there is a power that was powerful, that sin, that resurrected Jesus from the cross. And Romans chapter 8 verse 11 tells us that this spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is being given to us to live in us. So the resurrection power is the power that is given to a man in order for him to live above sin. And until you have encountered the resurrection power, you cannot live above sin. Because it was the resurrection power that was powerful than sin that dealt with sin on the cross. Little wonder Paul will say, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection." After all Paul had known, after his achievement, Paul would say, "I still want to know something. There is a power I need. And that power is the power of the resurrection." Have you encountered that power of the resurrection? Have your sins been nailed to the cross? Have you given your sinful life to Christ to nail it on the cross? Do you believe what he has done on the cross for you? It may look foolish. You were not there when he died. You didn't see him die. It may look foolish. But until you accept this foolish way, until you accept this thing people call foolish, you are not saved. I don't care how long you've been in church. I will say this over and over. I don't know how many things you've done for God. Have you accepted the finished work of Christ on the cross? Have you accepted the finished work of Christ on the cross? He took your sins to the cross. Have you given him your sins? Are your sins nailed to the cross? Have you surrendered your sins to Christ? Have you given your life to Christ? I'm not talking about giving your life to Christ that you don't even understand the implication. I'm talking about giving your life to Christ with an understanding that it is only he that can deal with my sin. And so when you are coming to him, you are coming to say, I have struggled enough. I have struggled all my life to see that I deal with this sin and I can't. Jesus, I have come to you and I'm giving you everything of mine that you take it, because I know you have nailed it to the cross and I want to live in the fullness of that reality. The whole of the power we are looking for, manifestation of the power of God we are looking for, moving from this meeting to that meeting, moving from one prayer meeting, moving from this crusade to the other one, as good as they may be, if you are going there seeking for power, seeking for wisdom, the whole of the wisdom of God is found in Christ on the cross. The Bible says, if the devil had known, he wouldn't have crucified him. God used the devil to achieve his purpose. And so, even when Jesus was on the cross, it was the wisdom of God. So there is no wisdom other than the cross. There is no wisdom. There is no power other than the cross. Because there is no power that can deal with sin. All the powers the prophets of old exhibited could not deal with sin. There is no man of God that can pray sin out of your life. No power can pray sin out of your life. There is no prophetic utterance that will take sin out of your life. There is no any wisdom that can take sin out of your life. There is nothing that man can do to deal with sin. If there is anything man could do, Jesus didn't need to come. Can you believe in the Christ that was crucified? The cross. The cross. That's the only way. And somebody this evening needs to say, I've been going to church. I've been going to church, but I've been living my life my way. I've been working hard. I've been trying very well. But I realize that there is a power above sin that was given on the cross. See, without the death of Christ, there wouldn't have been any resurrection. The death of Christ gave an opportunity for us to have the resurrection power. There is no resurrection power without death. And let me quickly say this. You cannot even experience the resurrection power if you have not died. So many of us want to experience that resurrection power, but we are not willing to die. Paul writing says, I die daily. Jesus speaking says, anyone who wants to be my disciple must have to carry his cross daily and follow me. Carrying the cross is a sign of death. We don't want to die, but we want to experience the resurrection power. And so when you hear Paul saying, I want to experience the resurrection power, it implies that I am ready to die. I have already died so that I will experience that resurrection power. How many of us want to truly have freedom over sin? You must be willing to die with Christ on the cross. He has died. But you have to accept it. You have to key into it. Find time and go through Romans chapter 6 carefully. Go through Romans chapter 8 carefully and see what Jesus did on the cross. See the power that has been given to us through what happened on the cross. If you claim you are born again, if you claim you are saved, and what you are saved from is still having power over you, go and check whether you are truly saved. You cannot say you are saved from sin and sin is still having power over you. You may fall down, but sin shouldn't rule you. Sin shouldn't control you. You should not be a slave, a servant of sin. If truly we are saved, we shouldn't be servants of sin. And if you are a servant of sin, today is an opportunity. You may be a leader in your church. You may be an elder. You may be a pastor. You may be whoever. But have you experienced the cross? Have you experienced the cross? You may be a young person. You may be a young person. You may be an adult. You may be an old man. It doesn't matter. Have you experienced the cross? The crucified.
Found in Christ the May look for liberty.